Good evening, all.
So, as was just said, I'm going to be giving my testimony this evening. I actually have sort of a theme that I have for it as well, and that theme is that God saves from anything. And I have a couple of points to go through here, and then I'll actually do the testimony. So, point one to God saves from anything is that there's no sin too far for God not wanting to save you. And I have a passage from Scripture here. If you want, you can read along or you can just listen. So 1 Corinthians 6:9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Sounds pretty bleak, doesn't it? But that's not where it ends. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. This list that was in that passage I just mentioned includes numerous sins and lifestyles. More than one included me before I got saved. And more than one is included among many people who are now children of God, who are saved out of the kingdom of darkness. Point two is that God really does want none to perish, no matter what they've lived as a lifestyle. Thus, the such were some of you previously, and thus in the statement that you'll find in 2 Peter 3:9, where it says that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Excuse me. So, now I'll move on to my actual testimony. So, I grew up in a Roman Catholic household, and when I was born, my mom had me christened. When I was younger, my mom would take me to church on Christmas Eve night. But, other than that, I never went to church at all, either on the Lord's Day or any other day, other than Christmas and maybe Easter. However, because I was growing up in a Roman Catholic home, I had learned about the Trinity and about Jesus. My mom would play Christmas hymns every season around Christmas, and they were actually hymns. They weren't secular Christmas songs. As I mentioned, unfortunately, my mother was raised in Roman Catholic, and it was not until much later in life that she actually became a born-again Christian. That would be when she was diagnosed with cancer. Or this was around 2008. However, we prayed. Those of us who believed, unfortunately at the time I wasn't one of them, but the people in my family prayed to the Lord about my mom's cancer, and it went away, went in complete remission. The Lord saved her completely. Meanwhile, my own conversion journey took a different path, one fraught with much brokenness and much trauma. You see, when I was in high school, I met a fake friend that started to ask me to do very bad things while claiming I could not trust my father. this was a red flag. Never trust someone that wants you to hide things from your parents. When I was 19, I moved to British Columbia, where I knew no one other than this person. There, I was abused multiple times by this very bad man. Due to this experience, I began to affirm and live an unnatural life of same-sex attractions. I was brainwashed further into this lifestyle by means of a book that I don't think, hopefully doesn't exist anymore, horrible book called Coming Out to Yourself, which basically was a self-brainwashing book. They told you to stand in front of the mirror and repeat that you're homosexual over and over again and that it was okay. And I listened to it, and I began to identify with those unnatural desires, and as that being my identity. However, something was nagging in the back of my mind, and now I know it was the Lord. Over time, God would bring me on a journey, putting me back in line with his creation order and my natural identity as a man. By 2014, thanks to the amazing grace and converting power of the Lord, God removed my unnatural same-sex desires completely. However, I had not responded in repentance and belief yet, despite all of this convicting that was happening in my life. My mom went to be with the Lord in 2018, when her cancer unfortunately returned, and this time it didn't go into remission. However, in 2019, I finally gave up resisting the Lord's conviction. I got down on my knees in my bedroom. I had a truly godly repentance and belief on the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for all of us on the cross. I found the wholeness and spiritual restoration that only Jesus Christ could do to your soul. Now, this part goes back in a little bit into what I was saying at the beginning and the points, and that is that no sin is too far for reconciliation with God through believing on Christ and what he has done for us and for the world. After I got saved, the government issued its lockdown orders, and I was stuck at home. I decided to get some more Christian learning, and I decided to turn to something called YouTube. Caution, though. I would actually avoid doing that if you're new to the faith, because you can get some pretty unscriptural things through using YouTube as your main theological listening or watching. I did. The majority of YouTube is still filled with one of the worst heresies within so-called Christian churches, and I soaked it in like a sponge. Be alert, brothers and sisters, for any people preaching that the word world does not mean world. This teaching that I embodied was called limited atonement, along with irresistible grace. Both unbiblical heresies that say God essentially dooms the majority of the world from the tomb to doom in hell without even people having an ability, because they're so depraved, of repenting and believing. I bought into this heresy as I was learning more from the Word, and I decided at that point, when I was able to go to a church, to go to what's called a Reformed church. Now, the Spirit was constantly tugging at me during this specific time in my life, because the first church I went to, despite being Reformed and claiming to be conservative on most of their website, actually was grieving the Holy Spirit in me to attend, as they did have had beliefs that were unbiblical, including debating whether same-sex attraction was actually a sin and whether they should marry two people of the same gender, as well as allowing women preachers and generally being unbiblically egalitarian and woke in general. The Spirit let me out of that church, and although I had not let the Spirit convict me of the truth of how unlimited the atonement was yet, I knew I had to get to a more conservative church, and so I went to a different Reformed church, the United Reformed Churches of North America, for about 3.5 years. I ended up eventually leaving that church because of those heretical teachings I mentioned, coming to realize that when it says all in the Bible, all means all, not just some known as the elect. I was actually sort of helped out of that viewpoint by suggestion by a brother that some of you in here I know called Scott McLeod, who told me to actually read the Bible without assuming the Reformed views were correct in the first place. Doing so, I couldn't find Reformed theology anywhere, and thus I had to move on. I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for leading me out of that false teaching and into proper doctrines. I do not, however, in case anyone's watching in that group, I do not, however, have any less love for brothers or sisters who are still stuck in that false teaching. So I started looking for a sound and truly biblical church, and that was when I ran across information about the chapel. And that's when I decided to come here, and the rest is pretty much history. So some of you here know me, some of you don't, so I have a little bit, some little tad bits of things about myself to take up the rest of the time here. So I'm an intellectual type, and consistency is very important to me. I love a good, clean mystery, like an older Agatha Christie or Columbo with Peter Falk. Or a well-made and objectively made documentary, as well as reading nonfiction books, especially those about biblical Christianity, and also how to live in a free and virtuous society. I unashamedly and unabashedly consider myself a biblical fundamentalist, and I prefer the King James Bible. I am also very passionate about looking into how having a biblical worldview affects one's view of proper or improper governments, which I've come to believe lands me in the camp of being for limited government and free markets. I also tend to be a texter as well, so if anyone here wants to remain in touch with me who doesn't already, just ask and I'll text you. That's all I have written here. How much time do I have left, or did I? Okay. Well, everyone here, have a blessed rest of the evening who might be hearing me or watching me online and who weren't here to see me in person. And everyone else who is here, have a blessed rest of the evening as well.